弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters.
早晨，请我们翻开以弗所书第，不是以弗所书，以赛亚书第43:10。
Let's begin with the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10.
我们读以赛亚书第四十三章第十节。
Isaiah 43:10。
又说你们是我的见证，我所选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
You are my witness, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God.Formed, and there will be none after me.
我们再读第二处诗篇第八篇第二节。
So second is a Psalm chapter 8, 12.
好，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
诗篇第八篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 8, verse 2.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我们再读出埃及记第25章。
Exodus chapter 25.
第21节。
Verse 21.
出埃及记25章第21节。好，要将施恩安在柜的上面，将我所赐给你的法版放在柜里。
You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give it to you.
在这里这个法版。所有的英文翻译都翻成见证。
So all the English translation for this tablet is actually the testimony.
这是比较特别的一点，所以我们必须要注意。
We must pay attention to this special point.
又将，所以应该这样翻，又将我要赐给你的见证放在柜里。
So the English translation is that you shall put the testimony which I gave to you.
我们在读腓立比书。
Philippians.
我们读第一章
Chapter
1 21节
Verse 21
好我们大家一起来读腓立比书第一章第21节因我活着是基督我死了就有益处我们读第二章第5节
Verse
2 Verse 5第2章第5节好你们当以基督耶稣的心为心我们再读第三章
Chapter
3第十节
Verse 10
使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死好我们大家一同再有点祷告
Let's have a further word of prayer
主我们感谢你早晨我们能够这样的蒙恩来到你的面前
Lord, we thank you that this morning we may come before you by your mercy.
主啊，你把我们这个时间分别出来，能够聚在你的脚前。
May you consecrate the following time so that we may get as we gather together before you.
主啊，我们也能够愿意在你的话语的光中，能够彼此的有交通。
So we may fellowship with one another in the light of your words.
我们更盼望你的话语里面，我们更听见你的声音。
And the more we desire to hear your voice in this fellowship.
我们人是非常的有限和软弱。
Lord, we confess that we are very weak and limited.
我们也在这个世界里面有听见许许多多从世界来的声音。
And then we heard so many voices from the world.
但是求圣灵早晨给我们有这样的恩典。
So may the Holy Spirit give us this grace.
我们可以听见主要向我们所说的话。
So that we may hear the word that the Lord ought to speak to us.
因此我们要把这些无用的器皿来交在主的手中。
So we want to commit this useless vessel in your hand.
因为除非圣灵来工作，就没有人能够说主的话。
Unless the Holy Spirit works, then no one can speak the words of the Lord.
没有圣灵来工作，也没有人能够得着主的话。
Unless Holy Spirit works, then no one would gain the words of the Lord.
因此，我们在你的面前要谦卑下来。
Therefore, we must humble ourselves before you.
求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
让这样间能够在你的手中能够 算得上数。
So that of the falling time may be counted in your eyes.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 首先跟大家抱歉了，因为上个礼拜去了一趟印度。
So I apologize for all of us, to all of the brothers and sisters. Last week I went to India.
所以呢，得了一点感冒。
So I catch a cold.
可能在声音上呢不是那么自由，所以大家可以原谅。
So my voice doesn't sound really smooth. So please excuse me.
今天早晨在弟兄姊妹这段时间，我们要交通一件事情是。不太容易讲得清楚的。
So this morning I would like to share fellowship something that is hard to explain.
所以我们也特别需要主的帮助。
So we especially need the mercy and of the Lord.
我们在以赛亚书的时候，我们读到一些非常特别的经文，他说：“你们是我的见证。”
So from the book of Isaiah 43, we just read a very special verse says, "You are my witness."
更准确的翻译是“你们是我的见证人”。
So more precisely, "You are my witnesses."
我们都知道我们的主哈，他是昔在。今在永在的神。
We know our Lord was God, is God, and is the one who come.
而我们不过是存在那个时间当中的这样的人。
We aren't just living in the frame of time.
而且我们出现少时就不见了。
And then we will vanish away, and we like a vapor, and then vanishes away.
那我们这样渺小的一个人。
For a man like us, so small,
又活在这个短短的这个时间当中的人
，as we live in this short period of time,
我们怎么能够成为这个昔在、今在、永在的神的一个见证人呢
？How we can become witnesses of God who was and is to come?
这么伟大的一个神，为什么会拣选我们这些软弱的人来做他的见证人呢
？For God that is so great, how come He decided to choose us as His testimony?
如果神能够拣选那个他所创造的那四活物来做他的见证，岂不是更好吗
？Would that be so much better if God chose the four living creatures?
因为我们看见在启示录里面的时候，那四活物昼夜的在那里说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
So we see from Revelation, the four living creatures say that day and night, holy, holy, and holy.
他们实在比我们更能够来见证这个神。
They actually are more qualified to be the witness of God than us.
或者那个天使，神所造的天使也比我们更能够来见证神。
Or perhaps the angels would be more qualified than us to be the testimony and witness of God.
除了这个天使以外，神所创造的这个世界也能够见证神。
So in addition to angels, all the nature creations of God also can be the testimony and witness of God.
就像说的，他说诸天要诉说他的荣耀，穹苍要传扬他的手段。
Like a psalm says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hand.
好像不管是四活物，或者是天使，或者是受造之物，都比我们这些软弱的人。更能够见证神。
So it looks like the living creatures and all the angels and the natures and creations are more qualified to be God's witness.
神为什么拣选我们这些软弱的人呢
？Why God has chosen us who are so weak and lowly to be His witness?
大卫在诗篇第八篇就给我们一个答案。
And David gave us an answer in Psalm chapter 8.
他说：“你因仇敌的缘故，就让那个吃奶的这个婴孩的口中建立了能力。
He said, from the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have established strength because of your adversaries.
让仇敌和报仇的哑口无言。
And to make an enemy and their vengeful cease.
这句话我们怎么理解呢
？How we understand this?
神有仇敌吗
？Does God has adversaries?
神的仇敌呢
？Who are God's adversaries?
神的仇敌就是那个早晨之子，或者叫做路西弗。
So the enemy of God is actually the morning star. It's the Lucifer.
是受造里面天使里面最美丽的那一位。
It's the archangel among all the angels God created.
但是这个天使有一天呢，他有一个感觉，这个感觉就是为什么只有这个神能够被人敬拜呢
？So one day, this archangel has this feeling that how come God is the only one who is worshipped?
难道别的不能得到敬拜吗
So can anyone else be worshipped?
因此那个受这个堕落的这个天使，他要与神来抢夺这个得着敬拜这件事。
So this fallen angel wanted to be equal with God and want to be worshipped.
因此在那个时候开始，在宇宙里面就有一个巨大的一个争执。
So from that point on, then there is a huge argument among the universe.
就是到底谁要值得被敬拜？
So who worthy to be worshipped?
是神要一切的敬拜呢？
Is it God who is more worthy to be worshipped?
还是撒旦应该得到一切的敬拜？
Or Satan is worthy to be worshipped?
这个就是整个宇宙里面的那个争执。
And that's the argument in the whole universe.
当然我们知道我们的神是大能的神。
Of course we know our God is great God.
所以神可以解决这个争执。
And God can resolve this argument.
我们的神可以把撒旦完毁灭掉。
So our God is capable to destroy Satan.
哦，这个争执就没有了。
Then there will be no more argument.
自然而然在宇宙里面只有神能够得到应当的敬拜。
And of course the God will be the only one who is worshipped.
这个举动呢，是能够彰显神的大能。
This action can manifest the power of God.
但是这个举动不能够彰显神的荣耀。
However, this action cannot manifest the glory of God.
因此神没有选择这个方法。
Therefore, God did not choose this way.
但神解决这个争执呢？
How God resolved this argument?
在宇宙里面这个争执如何能够解决？
How this argument in universe can be resolved?
到底谁值得敬拜呢？
And who is more worthy to be worshipped?
因此神把这个责任交给了他所创造的人。
And therefore, God has entrusted man to of this responsibility.
神把人创造在这个地上。
And God has created man.
交给人一个重大的一个托付。
And then gave a very great responsibility.
就是让这个人在地上有一天要起来做一个见证。
So as one day the man can rise up and to be his witness.
就是只有耶和华神是配得敬拜的。
Which is the only God is worthy to be worshipped.
有一天这个团体的人出现了以后，
And one day the corporate man appear.
这个团体的人就是教会。
This corporate man is referred as a church.
教会要在宇宙的里面来见证一件事，只有耶和华，只有被杀的羔羊配得敬拜。
So the church can testify one thing that it's only God is worthy to be worshipped.
然后我们的神就跟见证来审判。
Then.According to all the testimony of man, then God would judge his enemy.
不但神能够彰显他的大能，
Not only God will be able to manifest his power.
神彰显他的智慧、能力和丰富，
But also his wisdom, his power, and his abundance.
这就是为什么神把这样一件事情，重大的一件事情交给我们这些软弱的人。
That's why God has given us this great responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，那我问你一个问题哈，这件事情是容易呢，还是困难？
Let me ask you a question, brother, sister. Is it easy or difficult?
有多少人认为这个事是容易的？
How many people think it is very easy?
举手。
Raise your hand.
没有人举手。
No one raise your hand.
有多少人认为这个事是艰难的？
How many people think it's very difficult?
举手。
Raise your hand.
很多人。
Many people.
这件事情不但是艰难。
Not only this is very difficult.
这件事情是不可能的。
It's impossible.
为什么我们说这件事情不可能呢？
Why we think it's impossible?
我们读旧约历史。
Let's read of the Old Testament.
整本旧约历史让我们看见一件事：人按照自己的生命没有办法把神当得的敬拜归给神。
So from the whole book of the Old Testament, we can see that by our own ability, we cannot give all the praise and worship to our God.
这是整本旧约圣经让我们看见的一个事实。
This is the fact the whole Old Testament showed us.
虽然神把这个托付交给了人。
Even though God gave us this entrustment,
但人在他肉身的生命里面一再的证明一件事，就是人在肉身里面无法把神当得的敬拜来归给神。
However, and that we repeatedly prove that we were not capable to praise and worship God in our flesh.
因此神差他儿子降到这个地。
Therefore, God has sent His own only Son.
他是唯一的一个人。
And he is the only man
能够把神当得的敬拜
who was able to give the worship and completely to God. And today, how we can be his witnesses. That is, allow the life of Christ to flow out of us. Because there's only one person that is able to give all the praise and worship to God. Unless we allow the life of Christ to live out of us, then there's no way for us to worship and praise God. Perhaps you don't believe. Let me give an example. If you have a child, and then he was very talented and very good at swimming. And this coach really liked your child. So the coach feel like a child may become an Olympic medalist.
特别好的教练，我呢不能再教你儿子。So
the coach would suggest that you better go and find a more qualified coach that it's beyond my capabilities.
结果好不容易真的找到一个教练愿意收你的儿子。And
then the parents were finally able to find a good coach and who are willing to accept your child.
但这个教练呢，他只有一个时间能够教你的儿子，就是礼拜天早上。However,
if this coach only has one time slot for your child, it is the Sunday morning.
你做什么选择呢?
How would you choose?
你让你的儿子给这个最好的教练来学习呢? 还是让他来这里来聚会呢?
Would you allow your child to practice under this coach, or you'd rather bring your kid over to the Sunday worship?
很多人就决定把孩子
So many people decided just to drop their kids to the coach. So what we call that, that we cannot give the praise and worship to God.
在我们的理论，在我们的知识，我们的心思里面，我们知道应该怎么做。
In our head knowledge, we ought to know what to choose.
但是在我们实际生活里面，要面临选择的时候，我们常常不能把神放在第一位。
But in reality, when we face a choice, then we oftentimes fail to place God as the first place in our life.
在我们每一个人的生活里面，我们也一再一再的证明这件事：除了基督从我们身上活出来以外，我们不能把神当得的荣耀和敬拜归给他。
Our life also proved this over and over times that we cannot worship and then give the praise to God in our flesh.
所以当保罗在写腓立比书的时候,
when Paul wrote the book of Philippians,
他就有一个非常深的一个负担,
he has a very deep, heavy burden.
他要告诉这个腓立比的信徒啊, 如何能够作为,
He wanted to tell the saint in the church of Philippi how you can become the witness of God. How you can allow the life of Christ to live out of us.
你知道那个腓立比的这个信徒和这个保罗是非常非常近的。
So the saints in the church of Philippi was very dear to God.
为什么呢？因为这个腓立比的教会啊，是在那个监狱里面诞生的。
Because this church of Philippi was actually born in prison.
腓立比的教会是在保罗最软弱的时候生出来的。
The church of Philippi was born at the time that Paul was the weakest.
因此, 保罗和腓立比教会的信徒发，他们中间有一个非常亲密的关系。
Therefore, Paul had such a close relationship with all the saints in Philippines.
因此，保罗在晚年的时候，他被关在罗马监狱的时候，他就写了一封给腓立比的信徒。
Therefore, when when Paul, at his, the end of his life, he was still in prison, he wrote these epistles to the church, to Church of Philippi.
他把他生活里面所学习到的最重要的几个点要告诉腓立比的信徒。
And he shared a few most important points that he had learned.
保罗要告诉他们我们如何能够在这个世界上做一个神的见证人。
And Paul told them how we can be God's witnesses in this world.
如何能够让耶稣基督的生命在我们的生活里面实际的能够活出来。
And how we can allow the life of Christ to actually live out of us.
他讲了三个重点。
And he mentioned three points.
这个重点在腓立比书第一章、第二章和第三章的里面。
It actually it covers in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, chapter 2 and 3.
他讲到第一点呢，就是在腓立比书第一章第二十一节里面。
So the first point is found in Philippians 1:21.
这里面讲到呢，他说因我就是基督。
Here it mentioned that to live is Christ.
这句话我们有时候不太了解。
And we oftentimes don't understand this.
如果我们说我活着是为着基督，我们就了解了。
If Paul said that for me to live is to live for Christ, then we understand.
我活着为基督。
But Paul didn't mention that we live for Christ.
我活着就是基督。
And he said actually for me to live is Christ.
这表示说他活着是基督活着。
And it means that when Paul lives, it's actually Christ lives.
因为保罗已经与基督同钉十字架了。
Because Paul has been crucified along with Christ.
对，现在活着的不再是保罗了。
So no longer Paul lives.
乃是基督在他里面活着。
But Christ who lived in Paul lives.
因此保罗说我活着就是基督。
Therefore, Paul mentioned that to live is Christ.
这就是保罗所说的那个最大的秘诀。
This is the greatest secret Paul mentioned.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天生活侍奉的一个最大的秘诀。
And this is the great secret for us we serve and live.
就是不再是我。乃是基督。
No, not I, but Christ.
我想很许多的弟兄姊妹都有这个经验。
And there are many brothers and sisters who have this experience of serving in church.
我们许多弟兄姊妹也有生活的经验。
And we have some life experience.
我们在服事的里面，有的时候会觉得疲倦。
So as we serve in church, we sometimes we feel exhausted.
有哪一位弟兄姊妹在你服事的这些年日里面从来没有疲倦过的？
So is there anybody who never really feel exhausted as you serve for so many years?
我相信没有。
I believe none.
我们服侍到一个程度呢，就非常疲倦。
To a certain point, we feel very exhausted.
为什么我们会疲倦呢？
How come we become so tired?
因为是我，不是基督。
Because it's me, not Christ.
为什么我们在生活里面会有一些艰难呢？
And why we encounter so many difficulties in our life?
为什么在家庭生活里面会有一些难处呢？
Why there's a problem in our family life?
因为是我，不是基督。
Because it's all me, not Christ.
我常常喜欢的在圣经里面的一个图画呢，就是在圣经里面那个五饼二鱼的故事。
So one of my illustrations is found in the New Testament. It's five loaves and two fish.
那我们看见那个孩子啊。但那一天呢，神借着他做了一件非常大的事。
We see that the little child has done a marvelous thing, by God.
但是那个孩子会告诉你，不是我，乃是基督。
But that little child would tell you that it is not me, but Christ.
这是所有侍奉的一个秘诀。
And this is the secret to all the service.
不是我，乃是基督。
Not me, but Christ.
如果是我的话，那就不行了。
Then if it's me, then it's impossible.
除非我们能够经历不是我，乃是基督。
Unless we can experience not me, but Christ.
我们的侍奉才有意义和价值。
Then our service can become very meaningful and valuable.
如果是我不是基督的话，无论我做多少，都是没有意义、没有价值的。
If it's me, but not Christ, then no matter how much I've done, there's it counts nothing.
为什么我们会疲倦呢？
Why we become so weary?
因为我们的眼目看到那五千人。
Because all we see is 5,000.
看那五千人就疲倦了。
When you see 5,000, you will become very tired.
神在侍奉的事情上，他没有让我们看到五千人。
So concerning the service in church, God would never mean to let us to see all this 5,000.
神要我们看的是那个五饼二鱼。
And God really wants us to see is the five loaves and two fishes.
每一个人都有五饼二鱼。
everyone got five loaves and two fish.
最软弱的人也有五饼二鱼。
Even the weakest one also have five loaves and two fish.
问题不在五千人。
The matter is not, it's not a matter of 5,000.
问题是五饼二鱼愿不愿意奉献。
It's a matter of whether you are willing to offer the loaves and fish.
如果五饼二鱼愿意奉献出来，你就能够经历，这不是我，乃是基督。
If you are willing to offer the loaves and fish, then you can experience it's not me, but Christ.
如果你这五饼二鱼不肯拿出来，你拿出两个饼，拿出两条鱼去喂那五千人，永远这个不能成功。
If you are willing to consecrate all, then you will never be success.
哦，今天我们的服事为什么会软弱？
How, as we serve, we become so weak?
为什么会被减？
And how come we become so weary?
我们想说拿出自己的一点点鱼，拿出一点点饼，要喂这五千人吃饱。
We thought that we can just take a little bit of our possession to feed all 5,000.
难怪我们会软弱。
No wonder we become so weak.
神不是要我们靠自己。
And God would never mean to depend on ourselves.
神要我们把这五饼二鱼交给他。
And God really want us to give, to offer all the five loaves and two fish to Him.
然后我们就发现了，哎呀，不是我。
Then we discover it's not me.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
这叫侍奉。
This is service.
每一个侍奉都是如此。
And every single service should be like this.
所以那天那个孩子，那个小孩子。让五千人吃饱以后，他不疲倦的。
So after this little child offered all his loaves and fish, he would never feel exhausted.
他只有喜乐。
And all he had is joy.
他只有惊讶。
And astonishment.
他只有满足。
And satisfaction.
但他没有疲倦。
But never feel exhausted.
因为不是他嘛。
Because it's not him.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
弟兄姊妹，秘诀啊。
Brother, sister, this is a secret.
所以我们服侍，到底是谁在服侍？
We serve, who is actually serving?
你还是基督？
Is it you or Christ?
如果是基督的话，你是不会疲倦的。
Then if Christ is serving, then you will never feel exhausted.
如果你会疲倦的话，表示不是基督，是你。
If you often feel tired, that means it's you serve, but not Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当保罗在那个监狱里面的时候，
When Paul was in prison,
他可以疲倦吗？
Can he really tired?
他可以疲倦，他当然可以疲倦，因为他刚被打了。
Of course, he should totally feel tired because he was just beaten.
因为保罗和希拉被他们抓起来，用棍子打了以后，然后放在监牢里面，两脚还上了木狗呢。
Because the Roman soldiers struck Paul and Silas and put them in prison and they fastened their feet with stocks.
如果有谁软弱的话，那保罗和希拉是更有理由软弱的。
So Paul and Silas have all the reason to be weak.
他们更有理由下沉的。
Have all the reasons to fall down.
因为做错一件事情。
Because there is nothing wrong he did.
他们乃是按照圣灵的带领。去到腓立比。
Because they went to Philippi according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
脚上怎么会有木狗呢？
How come they got stocks?
这岂不是叫人心里作难吗？
Then they were perplexed.
如果是保罗在活的话，当然他心里作难。
If Paul was living, then Paul of course should feel perplexed.
但是那天晚上，我们看见从保罗的生命里面，不是保罗，乃是基督。
But we can see that night it's actually not Paul who is leaving, but Christ is leaving out of Paul.
因此，保罗和希拉那天晚上可以唱诗赞美神。
Therefore, Paul and Silas was able to sing the praise.
因为是基督，不是保罗。
Because it is Christ, not Paul.
因为是基督，不是希拉。
Because it is the Christ, but not Silas.
因此，他们晚上可以唱诗赞美神。
Therefore, they may sing the hymns.
然后腓立比的教会就在那个监狱里面就诞生了。
Therefore, that's how the Church of Philippi was born.
神的能力在他们的软弱上得以完全。
So the power of God made in their weaknesses.
这就是侍奉。
This is a service.
这就是生活。
This is a life.
这就是保罗。
This is a secret Paul.
他说我活是基督。
He said to live is Christ.
但是我们每一个人岂不都有基督在我们里面吗？
Does everybody also have the Christ in us?
我们得救的那一天，基督就在我们的里面。
From the day we were saved, Christ lived in us.
但是为什么基督的生命没有从我们身上活出来呢？
How come the life of Christ did not flow out of us?
哦，这有一个原因。
There's a reason.
这有一个拦阻的。
There's a obstacle.
就像你家里面的水龙头一样。
Just like the faucet in your home.
水龙头里面有没有水呢？
Is there a water in the pipe?
那水管里面都是水的。
They're full of water in the pipe.
但是那个水不见得流得出来。
But the water cannot not necessarily flow out.
除非你把那个水流头打开。
Unless you turn on the faucet.
今天我们里面是有基督的生命的。
There is a life in us, a life of Christ in us.
基督的生命没有办法流露出来。
The reason why the life of Christ cannot flow out of us.
问题出在哪里？
So what is the problem?
问题出在我们的心。
The problem is our mind.
我们得救以后啊，我们人是改，人的生命变。
So after we saved, our change.
我们有一个基督的生命在我们里面。
We have this life of Christ in us.
但是我们里面有一个旧的心思。
But we also, but however, we have this old mind.
这个心思还没有改变。
This old mind never changed.
这个心思让我们送孩子去礼拜天早上去游泳的。
And this old mind would let us to send our kid to, for swimming on Sunday morning.
要是我们心思改变，我们就不会做那个决定了。
If our mind is renewed, and then we would not make such a decision.
为什么我们会做那个决定呢？
Why we can make such a decision?
为什么会在聚会的时间送孩子去游泳去跳舞呢？
How come we can send our kids for dancing and swimming during the meeting time?
因为我们的心思没有改变。
Because our mind hasn't changed.
我们心思还和我们没有得救以前的心思是一样的。
So our mind still remained the same as the time when, before we saved.
这个心思没有改变，好像这个水龙头是关的。
So if we don't change our mind, it's like the faucet is shut down.
基督的生命无法流露出来。
So the life of Christ is not able to flow out.
这就是我们学的一件实际上的一件事。
This is actually a very practical thing in our life.
我们那个从前的心思把这个生命把它锁住了。
So our old life locked up the mind of Christ.
所以保罗说啊，要以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
Therefore, Paul said, we need to have the mind of Christ.
有了耶稣基督的心思。
Once we have the mind of Christ,
基督的生命就能流露出来了。
So the life of Christ may flow out.
那什么是耶稣基督的心思呢？
So what is the mind of Christ?
我们怎么能够了解他的心思？
How we can understand his mind?
他的心思何其的丰富和广大呢？
How abundant and great is mind?
那我们这么渺小的人，怎么能够明白耶稣基督的心思呢？
For a man like us who is so small, how we can understand the mind of Christ?
我们又如何以耶稣基督的心思为心思？
How we canAnd have the same mind as Christ.
保罗就告诉他们了。
Paul told them.
这有一条路的。
There's a way.
这有两条路能够得到耶稣心思。
And this way allow you to gain the mind of Christ.
路的是什么路呢？
What is the way?
这个路是谦卑的道路。
It is a way of humility.
如果你走谦卑的道路，这个谦卑的道路就把你带到耶稣基督的心思里面去。
If you are willing to walk on the way of humility, and this way will lead you to the mind of Christ.
那什么叫做这个谦卑的道路呢？
What is the mind of Christ?
他说腓立比书第二章就告诉我们什么是那个谦卑的道路啊。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书。
Chapter 2. Chapter 3. Oh, chapter 2.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 would tell us what is the way.
这里面告诉我们有一个谦卑的道路啊。
Here it tells us the way of humility.
Yeah.
Chapter
2. 他就告诉我们主耶稣是怎么样走的。
And then it tells us how our Lord walked once.
他说他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
And then he said that he had a form, an image of God, but he did not regard equal God.
这个心思和撒旦的心思刚好相反。
You see, this mind is totally opposite as, to the mind of Satan.
撒旦也有神的形象，但他以自己与神同等为强夺的。
And Satan also have the image of God, but he take himself equal with God.
但是我们的神呢，不与神同等为强夺。
But our Lord would never regard himself equally with God.
他刚好相反。
And then Satan was the opposite.
因为他就开始往走一个谦卑的道路。
And then our Lord starts to walk on the way of humility.
所以呢，他就反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
Therefore, he emptied himself and took the form of bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And being made in the likeness of man.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
And he humbled himself, becoming obedient.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
To the point of death, even death on the cross.
就是主耶稣的心思。
This is mind. And mind of Christ is the mind of humility. The mind of Christ is the mind of cross. And then we actually don't have this mind. This mind is not found in our natural flesh. Our natural mind would always think going up. Why you decided to send your son for swimming? And your daughter for dancing? Because you have this mind. So this mind is actually one day you would let your kids to going up. Or maybe because of the swimming, he may be enrolled in Rice University. Because of the dance accomplishments, then she may be enrolled in the...
这是我们人里面的一个心思啊。
This is the mind found in man.
因为这个心思的关系, 我们没有把神当得的敬拜归给他。
So because of this old mind, we cannot offer the worship and praise to God.
但是耶稣基督心思不是这样。
But mind of Christ is totally different.
耶稣基督是谦卑的心思。
And the mind of Christ is mind of humility.
为什么我们家庭问题没有办法解决呢？
How we cannot resolve all the family issues?
很多年家庭问题没有办法解决呢？
And for so many years.
因为我们的心思没有改变。
Because our mind never changed.
我们永远站在我与神同等为强夺的那个地步。
We always want to stand on the position that we want to be equal with God.
从来没有从那地方下来过。
And we never really take a step down.
当然家庭的问题没有办法解决。
Of course, there are many family problems.
如果我们从那个往下的那个路开始往下走的时候,
If we start to take a step down,
对心思开始被改变以后,
And then we start to allow our mind to be changed,
所以家庭问题就解决了。
The family issues will be resolved.
我们为什么在世有一些艰难?
And why there are some problems in our service?
我们和弟兄们格格不入呢?
And then we always have some division.
因为我们站在那个地方与神同等为强。
Because we wanted to be equal with God. We were not even willing to take one step down. We always think we are right. We always think that the other brothers are wrong. And therefore, we always stand on the top of the stairs and we're not willing to take a step down. Therefore, there's no harmony in our service. And our mind needs to be changed. And our mind needed to take us down. This mind should allow us to think other people better than us. Our natural mind always think ourselves better than others. If our mind cannot be changed by God, and this life would never be flowed, we have to be changed by Holy Spirit. Indeed, other people are better than me. Then we are willing to take a step down. This is mind of Christ. So was Paul like that? When Paul was writing, when Paul
在写使徒行传的时候,
Paul 写的使徒行传?
不是, 在使徒行传里面,
in Acts.
当保罗在那个为他自己辩护的时候,
when Paul was trying to argue for himself,
他说我是法利赛人。
So he said, I am a Pharisee. I'm the son of Pharisee. And it means that his parents are also Pharisees.
这个保罗说这句话的时候,
when Paul told this, and he has such an assurance that not only Paul himself was a Pharisee, his parents are also Pharisees. So when I heard that the Paul was Pharisees and they gave honor, so everything Paul said is exactly right. And he is indeed a Pharisee. And his parents are also Pharisees. And he was highly esteemed among the Jews. But his mind was changed. He started to take a step down. And he started to have the mind of Christ. As he wrote the First Corinthians, And he mentioned that I am the least of all the apostles.
而且我呢不配称为使徒。
I'm not even fit to be the apostles.
你看见吗？这个人往下走。
You see this person start to taking step down.
从前说我是法利赛人。
Before he said I am Pharisee.
现在说我是使徒当中最小的。
And now he said I am the least of all the apostles.
而且我呢不配做使徒。
I'm not even fit to be apostles.
因为我曾经逼迫过教会。
Because I once persecuted a church.
你看他离开他从前的地位有多远了呢？
How far he departed from his original.
这个人里面有那个谦卑的心思了吗？
You start to see the mind of humility in Paul.
今天有哪一位弟兄姊妹愿意这样说呢？
So is there any brother or sister who is willing to say this?
我在当伯是最小的。
At Dumbo, I am the least.
我在当伯是最不属灵的。
I'm the least spiritual.
我在当伯的弟兄们当中，我是最软弱的。
I'm the weakest.
没有人会这样说的。
No one would declare that.
但是保罗说，我在使徒当中我是最小的。
But Paul would say, I am the least among all the apostles.
而且我不配做使徒。
I'm not even worthy to be the apostle.
你看到这个谦卑的灵了吗？
You see the spirit of this humility?
到了以弗所书的时候。
When we come to the book of Ephesians.
他说在圣徒中啊，我比最小的还小。
And he said, I am the least of all saints.
这个时候他不是把自己跟使徒相比了啊。
And at this point, he was not trying to compare himself with all the apostles.
在哥林多前使徒相比啊。
In Corinthians, he compared himself with apostles.
他是跟了十一个使徒相比，他是比他们还小的。
And he compared to all the 11 apostles, and he considered himself as the least.
但是最小的使徒还是很大。
But even the least of the apostles is still considered as great.
所以呢，他还需要往下。
Therefore, he needed to take a one step down.
那到了这个以弗所书的时候，他不跟使徒相比了。
When in Ephesians, he no longer compared himself with all the apostles, and he compared himself with all the saints.
他说我比所有圣徒里面最小的还小啊。
And he said, I'm even less than the least of all saints.
弟兄姊妹，有谁今天有这样的一个看见呢？
And who have such a vision?
他不但是在当伯我是最小的。
Not only I'm the least at Dumbo.
哎呀，在全休斯顿我是最小的。
I'm the least in Houston.
然后到了最后晚年的时候，到了提摩太前书的时候。
When he was old at end of his life in First Timothy.
保罗又往下。
And then Paul took another step down.
本来是跟相比。
And originally he was tried to compare himself with all the apostles.
后来跟众圣徒相比。
Then later on, compare himself with all the saints.
到了提摩太前书的时候，他跟他罪人相比。
And in First Timothy, he started to compare himself with all the sinners.
他说在罪人当中啊，我是罪魁啊。
And he said he was the chief sinner.
你看见这个人往下了吗？
Do you see this person taking step down?
从法利赛跟法利赛人相比。
Originally, he was a Pharisee.
跟使徒相比啊，最小的。
Then he considered himself as the least of apostles.
跟众圣徒相比是最小的。
And then less than the least of us all saints.
到后在罪人当中他是罪魁啊。
And now at the end, he declared that he was the chief sinner.
这叫做耶稣基督的心思。
This is called the mind of Christ.
有了这样的心思，基督的生命就从他的生命里面流露出来。
Bearing this mind of Christ, and then the life of Christ was able to flow out of Paul.
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers, sisters.
这心思要更新啊。
So the mind need to be renewed.
它怎么更新啊？
How we can renew our mind?
那个心思要更新很容易吗？
Is it easy to renew our mind?
心思要更新也不容易啊。
Not really.
那怎么更新啊？
How we can renew our mind?
心思怎么样改变啊？
How we can change our mind?
保罗说有一个方法。
And Paul said there's a way.
有一个方法可以让我们这个旧的心思改变。
And there's a way allow us to change our mind.
什么方法呢？
What is the way?
他效法耶稣的死啊。
Is to be confirmed to his, conformed to his death.
要效法耶稣的死，这个心思才能改变。
And then to being conformed to his death allow us to change our mind.
这话怎么解释呢？
How can we explain this?
弟兄姊妹，这话怎么应用呢？
How we can apply this?
我们都知道在罗马书第六章第六节讲了一句话。
We know in chapter 6 and 6 says,
啊，这是极大的启示啊。
This is the greatest revelation.
他说我的旧人与基督已经同钉十字架。
He said our old self was crucified with him.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
这也是一个真理。
This is also truth.
这不能永远不能改变。
And never be changed.
不管你的感觉如何。
No matter how you feel.
不管你的经历在哪里。
No matter how you experience.
这个事实永远不能改变。
And this fact will never change.
我们与耶稣基督，旧人与耶稣基督同钉十字架。
It is that our old self was crucified with Christ.
但是这个事实如何成为我的经历呢？
And how this fact.Can become my reality.
虽然这个事实不能改变,
Even though this fact cannot be changed,
但是我的生命里面我如何能够经历这件事?
And how my life can experience this fact?
你要经历这件事, 要效法耶稣的死。
You need to remember to be conformed to his death.
那怎么效法呢?
How we can be conformed?
什么叫做效法耶稣的死呢?
What is called to be conformed to his death?
罗马书第八章告诉,
And Romans chapter 8 tells us,
他说啊,如果顺从我们的肉体就是死啊。
If we are living according to the flesh, you must die.
如果我们照着这个圣灵来致死我们的肉体，这就是这就是生了。
But if by the spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以这个叫做效法耶稣的死。
This is what is called to be conformed to his death.
虽然罗马书六章第六节发生在两千多年
Even though Romans chapter 6 and 6 happened 2,000 years ago
但是罗马书第八章十三节可以发生在我们每一天的生活的里面
But Romans chapter 8:13 is happening in our life
罗马书第六章第六节它是一个基督的那个死的一个事实
Romans chapter 6 and 6 is the fact of a death of Christ
罗马书第八章第三节要我们能够在生活里面能够效法那个死
So Romans chapter 8:13 allow us to be conformed to his death
就是当圣灵在我们心中里面要让我们来致死我们身体的恶行
It's the Holy Spirit help us to put our flesh to death
如果我们愿意顺从圣灵在我们身上的这样的教导
So if we're willing to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit
每一次你圣灵顺从圣灵的教导
Every time you obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit
你就是效法耶稣的死
Then you aren't being conformed to his death
弟兄姊妹们你们种过树吗种树
Have you planted a tree?
你种树的时候 你做一件事情几乎大家都做这件事情
So when you plant a tree There is one thing that everybody would do
你不要让那个树长歪了也不要让那个树长倒了对不对
So the tree would not go astray Would go like a sideward
所以呢
Tilt it
会做一件事情你会拿两根柱子插在这个树的两边
So you would took two sticks to plant it by the tree
这个柱子呢插下去以后呢是不会动摇
And then this sticks planted very firmly
然后呢你拿绳子
Then rope
然后你把这个树呢和这个柱子绑在一起
And tie the tree with all the sticks
一根绳子放到右拉到右边的柱子另外一个绳子拉到左边的柱子
One rope go to the tie to the left stick and then the other end tie to the right stick
因此当风吹的时候呢这个树不会被摇动
When the wind blows the tree will not shake
过了一些年日这个树就长起来就是直的
After some years this tree will grow up straight
这个树它的那个方向和那个柱子的方向是一样的
So the direction this tree would grow is a parallel to all the sticks
如果这两根柱子当初摆的是非常的直的将来这个树长起来也是直的
If the sticks you put is very up straight then the tree go when the tree grow up and then will grow up straight
这两根柱子就是基督的死
And these two sticks refer to the death of cross
是一个事实
It's the fact
是不会改变的
It will never change
这个绳子就是圣灵
And this Holy Spirit this rope it refers to the Holy Spirit
这个圣灵在我们身上每一提醒我们
This Holy Spirit is in us every day
特别是在风吹的时候
Especially when wind comes
这个圣灵一直来提醒我们要如何要能够效法这基督的死
And then the Holy Spirit repeatedly reminded us that how we can be conformed to his death
如果我们顺从圣灵
If we obey to the Holy Spirit
我们就像这个树一样
We're just like this tree
顺从那两根绳子
And obey to those two sticks
每一天顺从圣灵
To the rope And every day we obey to the Holy Spirit
每一天效法耶稣的死
And every day we are being conformed to his death
年日过去以后那个树长起来是直的
After some years this tree will grow up straight
这个树呢 都能够起来有耶稣基督的心思。
And this tree may rise up and have this mind of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这就是路。
Brother, sister, this is the way.
所以保罗一直到他晚年的时候
，When Paul was old，
他写提摩太书的。提摩太前书是他已经快要去的时候。
So when he was writing the book of Timothy and was about to be departed, about to depart from the world.
他的路已经快要跑完了。
And he almost reached the end of his road.
他的仗也几乎打过了。
He almost fought the good fight.
他的道也几乎已守住了。
And he has kept the words.
到那个时候，保罗的里面还有一个强烈的心愿，要效法基督的死。
Even at that time, Paul had such a deep desire that he wanted to be conformed to his death.
这就是见证人。
This is a witness.
弟兄姊妹，你我心中有没有这样一个强烈的欲望？
Do we have such a strong desire?
要效法耶稣的死。
To be conformed to his death.
这是做见证人的一个条件。
This is the
condition.
Oh, 对， this is one of the conditions to be his witness.
所以我们实在感觉哈。保罗这弟兄在他到最后的那一个程度最后的阶段里面心里仍然有这样一个强烈的欲望要效法耶稣的死。
So even Paul was in, at his last days he still had such a desire to be conformed to his death.
不但如他身上 他说一句这样的话身上常常带着耶稣的死。
So not only he said this, he also mentioned that he often carried about the death in the body the death of Christ.
然后死在他的身上发动呢，生在别人的身上发动。
So the dying may so oh caring about this. So the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body.
这句话是什么意思？什么叫带着基督的死呢
？What it means to carry about in the body the dying of Jesus?
这是我的理会啊。
This is my understanding.
不一定正确的。
Not necessarily right.
这表示说耶稣的死啊，是我们的一个兵器啊。
So it means that the dying of Jesus is our weapon.
这个耶稣的死好像是一个武器，我们可以带在身上的。
So dying of Jesus is like a weapon we can carry about with us.
我们碰到难处的时候啊
，whenever we encounter difficulty,
我们有一个武器可以用的。
We have this weapon that we can use.
这个武器就是耶稣的死。
This weapon is the dying of Christ.
而这个武器呢，是非常的有能力的。
This weapon is powerful.
无论是什么样的难处
，No matter what kind of a difficulty.
这个武器能够保证我们的得胜。
And this weapon would assure us a victory.
因此，保罗身上就带着这个武器，叫耶稣的死。
Therefore, Paul was carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus.
当他遇到困难的环境的时候
，whenever he faced the difficulty in circumstance,
他就知道不是我，乃是基督啊。
And he knew that it was not Paul but Christ.
这表示我死了。
It means that I already died.
表示基督死的时候我也死了。
It means that when Jesus died, I died too.
这就是耶稣的死。
This is the death of Christ.
每一次他这样把这些武器拿出来的时候
，whenever he just used this weapon.
他胜过那个环境
，and he was able to overcome the circumstances.
虽然他死了
，even though he died.
但是生在别人的身上发动
，but the life would be manifested in others.
因此，就让这些事情在他身上成为实际。
So he allowed this thing to become the reality in him.
姊妹，这就是我们今天一个正常基督生活。
This is normal Christian life.
正常基督的生活。是渴慕要效法耶稣的死。
So the normal Christian life is that we should have this desire to be conformed to his death.
只有当我们愿意这样做的时候。
Unwilling to do this.
我们的心思才会改变。
Then our mind can be changed.
所以罗马书告诉我们。
So Roman tell us.
要把自己的身体献上。
So we need to offer our body as the living sacrifice.
只有当我们把自己身体献上的时候，我们的心意才会更新而变化。
Only after we offer ourselves as the living sacrifice, our mind can be renewed.
我们为什么心也没有更新变化
？How can our mind cannot be renewed?
不是因为我们知识不够。
It's not because we lack of head knowledge.
我们知识是非常充足的。
We have enough knowledge.
但是我们的心意没有更新变化。
The reason why we our mind cannot be renewed.
因为我们把五饼二鱼还拿在自己的手上。
Because we grab hold of the loaves and fish.
五饼二鱼还在我们自己的手上。
Because the loaves and fish in our hand.
那心思如何更新而变化
？How the mind be renewed?
我们没有东西的。
We don't have much time, much stuff.
我们没有多少的才干的。
We don't have much talent.
我们没有多少恩赐的。
We don't have much gift.
我们所有的不过是五饼二鱼就是了。
All we have is just the five loaves and two fish.
但是我们
However, even though we are still not willing to offer the five loaves and two fish, we all often feel like that even though I offer all, it's still not enough. Since it's not enough for me to offer all, then why should I do it? So, like, how can 5,000 to be satisfied with my five loaves and two fish? This is our mind. And this mind is not changed. But thank Lord. And there was one child, his mind was changed. He was willing to offer all the loaves and fish. He didn't know that whether it's going to feed all five or not. But he was willing to offer. Then God was able to do one thing. And to perform a miracle. Then this child knew it is not him, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
you see the relationship between all these three secrets? We ought to offer ourselves. To offer ourselves is not like something really high. So to offer ourselves, it actually means that we need to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit in small things. To offer our body as a living sacrifice, that after you think a little while, decided not to bring your kids for, and then decided to take him for worship. This is what we call to offer our body as a living sacrifice. Don't think something big. And then think something small. So to offer your body as a living sacrifice is that you need to take your kids. You think that it's a fitting to bring your kids to worship, not for swimming. So, on one hand, we pray that we want to offer our body as a living sacrifice, but on the other hand, when we make a decision, we make a totally different decision. This is not what we call to offer our body as a living sacrifice. To offer our body means that we need to obey the Holy Spirit in small things. As we obey to God in every single thing, this is called to be conformed to his death. Then our mind started to be changed. So our old mind starts to be renewed. This is very amazing. If you don't consecrate yourself, then your mind will never be changed. As soon as you offer yourself, then the mind starts to be changed. Then when your mind starts to change, the faucet was turned on. So the life of Christ may leave out. So you will discover it's not me but Christ. You will discover it's not me who doing this, but Christ is doing this. How wonderful it is. And at that point, you may be able to become this of God. Then you are able to offer the worship and praise to God.
弟兄姊妹, 神把这样一个荣耀的托付赐交给我们。
God has given us this glorious responsibility. So one day the church will bury this testimony among the universe. To testify that only God is worthy to be worshipped. Therefore, today we need to start to learn. With our limited time, we need to learn how to be God's witness. So we can be partake in this greater witness. May God bless his own words. We may discover that this word is not too far away from us. It's not very difficult to us. And this is something doable. God would never require us to do something that is able for us. God would never want us to feed all 5,000. And if God wants us to feed all 5,000, it is impossible for us. All God really wanted from us is the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And this is something we can do. Even the little child can do it. Everyone can do it. So God allows everyone to have such an experience. As we consecrate ourselves, our minds started to change. Then we discovered there's a life we wanted to live out. No matter in what circumstances, if you are willing to offer yourself, then your mind will be changed. Then the life will flow out. And you will discover it's not me, but Christ. This is the testimony of Paul. All his life testified one thing. It's not the Christ. So may we all be encouraged through the epistles of Paul. So we may all can experience such a life that no longer me, but Christ who lives in me. Let's pray. Lord, we praise and thank you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you still gave us today. So we may share your words in your household. So may you encourage all the saints through the words of Paul. Even though we are so weak and useless, but you never wanted us to do something that we cannot do. And all you need is let us to learn to offer ourselves to you,
让我们的心思能够被你改变,
so that our mind can be changed by you, so the life of Christ may flow out of us. How much we desire one can have such experience. So that we may all gain the secret in our service in our family life. So that we may be built up together with joy. May you bless your own words this morning. We may entreat all of us in your hand. We pray in Jesus' name.